Hey everybody, help out not playing by taking our short anonymous survey. It'll take about 2 minutes, and that's if you're a slow reader. Go to podsurvey.com/notplaying. That's podsurvey.com/notplaying. When you fill out the survey to tell us a little bit about yourself, you also get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card payable directly from Dan Warren's bank account. So go to podsurvey.com/notplaying, and we thank you in advance.
It's not playing with Lex and Dan.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Playing. You notice I didn't say if it was exciting or not, because I've just decided all of our episodes are exciting. I am Dan, and with me, as always, is Lex.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Lex. How are you doing?
I'm good. I think this is going to be an exciting episode, despite what you may or may
not
say.
We said that last week, and I feel like maybe it was a little underwhelming for some people. I don't know.
I think that LA Confidential was a smashing hit.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
The podcast, not the
people
movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, the people who actually listen to that podcast might disagree with you. That's okay. We're here for another movie that one of us has not seen this week.
It's you. You have not
it's
seen
me. It. It's my turn. And as with so many of the movies that you pick that I have not seen, it's a comedy. Check. And it's from the 80s. Check. Which apparently covers a lot of ground for me.
Yeah. You're not huge on comedies, and you weren't huge in the 80s.
I was very small in the 80s. I love comedies. I do love comedies. I think you and I occasionally have different tastes in what we find funny.
I see.
But that's fair. That's fair.
We both think you're funny.
Everyone really agrees who's listening to the show, I hope, or else they're dead to me. You listening at home, you're dead to me.
Unless you think Dan's funny.
In which case, we're the best of friends. So this movie, which is from 1980-something, you can tell I've really done my research.
Well, you didn't want to do too much research, right?
I don't want anything spoiled. Lex, what year is this movie from?
Oh, you're asking me, just so I can be clear, what year the movie Twins is from? It's from 1988.
All right. That was my guess, but I was not sure.
Yeah. What do you know about Twins?
So I feel like maybe I've seen a scene or two at some point, but even that was so long ago that I have very little memory of it. I can tell you what I do know is it stars Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Very good.
And Danny DeVito.
Oh, I really thought you were going to do.
I can't do it as well.
Danny DeVito.
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. The Arnold Schwarzenegger one is easy.
Hello, I'm Mr. Universe.
They are twins, or ostensibly, like, it's like a situation where they're like long lost twins or something. Mm-hmm. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to New York to find his brother. Doesn't he like wear like a Hawaiian shirt or something for a bunch of it too?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay. The most I remember is that there's like almost all of my preconceptions about this are probably from the poster/cover of the like the box art, right?
So you think that the whole movie is Danny DeVito leaning on
in matching suits. Yeah.
They're basically Penn and Teller.
I assumed that was about 75-80% of the plot. I really have no idea what the plot of this movie is, other than I think I have literally just given you everything I know about this movie.
Wow. Well, I think you'll like it.
Okay, that's a bold claim from you.
I don't think you'll love it, but I think you'll like
Well,
it.
Screw this then. I am out.
I mean, it is very much of its era, I think you will find. And I haven't seen it in years, so a lot of it will be new to me for the first time.
All right. Or the second time. That sounds pretty exciting. Before we get underway here, yes. I would love for you to tell our good friends at home all about this week's sponsor.
Well, I would love to. So listen, you've probably tried Hulu on your computer, but yes. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch current season episodes of your favorite shows. Some of my favorite shows that are available on Hulu Plus include Modern Family, The Daily Show, and Scandal featuring Josh Molina, who was once a guest on another podcast I used to co-host. You can watch every episode of a bunch of old shows that used to be on that have completed their run, like Lost. You can watch shows, I mean, if you are a big fan of of who's the cheerleader on Heroes? What was her name? That actress's name?
Hayden Panettiere.
If you're a big fan of Hayden Panettiere, you can watch her show Nashville. You can watch Doctor Who, which nerds like Dan love. Every episode of those shows is on there. You get ad-free movies and kids' shows, too. And now, more than ever, there is so much to watch. You get total control with Hulu Plus to stream these shows and thousands more as much as you want, whenever you want, on your computer, your smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own works with Hulu Plus. You can even watch Dan on your phone or your iPad while you're on the train, at work, at the dentist, or in the bathroom. You can block off a whole day to binge, call in sick. It's just jobs. You also get access to originals that you can't get anywhere else. There's a new show called Deadbeat, a comedy about a pot-smoking guy who talks to ghosts. Binge on all 10 episodes. They're there. It's $7.99 a month. Get your shows anytime, anywhere. That's a quarter a day. Sign up right now at HuluPlus.com/notplaying and get 2 weeks full access completely free. That's a whole extra week more for our podcast listeners with this special offer when you go to HuluPlus.com/notplaying. Dan, what do you watch on Hulu Plus? Because you are a Hulu Plus customer. Are you?
I am a Hulu Plus customer. I watch quite a number of shows on Hulu Plus. Castle with Nathan Fillion, who is ruggedly handsome.
Yeah.
I watch myself some Supernatural, which I know I get made fun of a lot for, but I watch it. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Arrow, all this good stuff is on Hulu Plus that I regularly consume, and I watch on my Apple TV and on my iPhone and iPad occasionally, and it's great. In fact, just the other night, I got home from a full-day Ultimate Frisbee tournament, and I was really tired, and I queued up, and I watched a movie called The League of Gentlemen on Hulu Plus, which is from, like, 1960. It's like a British heist movie. It was really cool.
And, I haven't
like,
seen it.
It's fun. Yeah, well, maybe we'll watch that one in the future. I don't think that's up your alley. But it was, I had never heard of it before, and I looked it up, and it came across it, reading about one of the actors who's in it, and I was like, oh, this movie sounds cool. Hey, look, it's on Hulu Plus. I can watch it for free. That's pretty cool.
I, too, am a Hulu Plus customer. We use it to watch all of our favorite sitcoms and dramas and dramedies from network television, and we love them all. So I'm a big fan. Big fan. So, again, if you normally sign up for Hulu Plus, they give you a week free. That's very kind of them. But if you sign up with our URL, HuluPlus.com/notplaying, you get 2 weeks free. So you'd kind of be insane not to do it. That's all I'm going to say.
Insane in the membrane and the brain.
Go to HuluPlus.com/notplaying. HuluPlus.com/notplaying. Get 2 weeks full access completely free. Last question, Dan, on this Hulu Plus topic. Do you watch The Goldbergs?
I do not.
I want to recommend it, especially given my affection for the 80s. It's kind of like a Wonder Years, but where the childhood era is the 80s. Patton Oswalt is the Daniel Stern role, the narration from the present day, and it's really funny.
Okay.
What makes it extra funny, besides Jeff Garlin, is the creator, writer of the show is one of the characters in the show. He's the star, effectively. And at the end of each episode, you see VHS clips from his family that were the scenes that inspired that episode. And it's hilarious. It's really funny.
That's pretty meta.
And that's there on Hulu Plus. So go to HuluPlus.com/notplaying.
Well, I'm glad that we've been able to inform our listeners of such an important and wonderful opportunity. Shall we now commence on to our own movie watching activities?
Yeah, why don't we watch Twins starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
I literally thought you would not ask. I thought I had gotten away with it. I thought we were just going to be done.
We're not done, Dan. In fact, we are queued up. The Universal logo has faded to complete black. When we're watching the HD edition here on Amazon Prime, it's at 146.52 is where we have paused. And we're going to press play at the beep that comes after one. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Hey, Dan, I have some pretty good news for you.
Can you, can it wait?
Until you hear more of this 80s track?
I'm really jamming out over here. It's about Twins, Lex!
Here's the news. You have now seen the seminal 1988 classic.
I don't feel like you shouldn't use the word seminal in regards to this movie. Just like for its literal meanings.
Oh, like semen-ish?
Yes!
Oh, I see.
All right.
So, first things first, what did you think?
You know, I really enjoyed it.
It's pretty funny.
I was not bad. It aged pretty well, I gotta say.
I think,
you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has done a lot of comedies. I haven't really watched a bunch of them, but I think he's actually a pretty talented comedian.
Well, I think he's a talented comedian when they write to him. Oh, he had his own publicity team.
Sure.
When they write to his
talents. Sure, sure. I mean, I think he's got good delivery. He, like, in this movie, you know, the earnestness is kind of like, it's, he sells it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of delightful, and he makes a good straight man.
Yeah.
And I think that's not a small task. It's hard to be a good straight man. But yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. You know, it's hit or miss at times, and it's a little bit silly. I feel like in some ways I was thinking during it that I feel like if they made this movie today, I mean, obviously there are a number of other things that would be challenges if they made this movie today, but I feel like they would cut out the first like 5 minutes, you know, where they explained whether or not it's true, and instead you'd spend, you'd be in Danny DeVito's shoes, right? And you'd be wondering whether or not it's true and thinking, oh, this guy's full of crap, right?
That's interesting. I can see that. I don't think it makes the story worse, though.
No, I don't think it makes the story worse. I was thinking about it, and you know, it seemed like they like playing with narratives more, I feel like, these days.
Right.
Where they like have unreliable narrators and like, is this true or not true? Whereas this one, they kind of laid it out. I don't know. There's not a lot of roles in this other than Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. I feel like
I think that Kelly Preston does a decent job.
She's fine, but they don't give her, it's not like they give her a lot to do, right?
Right, and the other sister, Linda, whoever she is, Chloe somebody or other, I thought that, you're right, they don't have a huge
They're fine, part. They just, it's not written with, I mean, and in some ways it's...
The movie is old enough that person in the credits is...
I know who that actor is, too!
As Oriental Man. They wouldn't credit him that way.
He is, he's still around and still working. Yeah. No longer credited as Oriental Man, good for him. You know, it is interesting to watch these through the sensibility of a modern day movie, because I think, you know, they don't, there's things about this that are very distinctly 80s. And I felt like I could kind of like see the plot telegraphed, right? Like, oh, he's going to not believe him and he's going to be like his, you know, selfish self. And then eventually he's going to come around and realize, I did think Arnold Schwarzenegger would become at some point like disenchanted with him and right. be like, oh, this is not the brother I wanted. And then he'd like, oh, you did come back for me. You know, but it ended up, he's sort of like, his arc is fairly straightforward.
Right, because he's always supposed to, since he is supposed to be all the good stuff and Danny DeVito is the crap.
Right.
He just never turns on Danny. He's
right.
just always
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
He can't help it.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't think it lessens the movie in any way to play that. It's a little more of a one-note character. I did like they fleshed him out a little bit and... You know, he gets to show off his angry side. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. Thanks to Sylvester Stallone. Nice. That's pretty awesome. I did see the beat coming with their mom. I figured, like, you know, that actress was their mother.
Right.
But, you know, that didn't, again, none of that took away from it. I enjoyed
it's
their
rapport. It's definitely one of those
movies
in my mind where the plot is not as important as, you know, it's the journey.
Well, the whole plot doesn't really, I mean, like, if you take it like piece by piece, the whole plot is kind of silly, and, you know, he steals a car that's got all this money. It has no you know, relationship to the movie really whatsoever, other than it's there as a vehicle for their care, for their relationship and interactions.
Right. I mean, the right. I think, I don't know the science, but I think that the premise is flawed. I don't believe that you could mix sperm in that way.
Well, we happen to have a scientific expert on the phone right now.
No, you can't do that.
thank you, doctor.
Man, we had to pay that guy so much. He's taking all the Hulu Plus money. But, I mean, I think, you know, once you see the log line for this film, my guess when they were pitching it is Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are twins, and every studio was like, we'll take it. And, you know, I get that. I think it's a funny concept, but I think that they don't simply rely on the concept. I really do think that they execute on it pretty nicely.
Yeah.
But I will say the ongoing theme that, because they are twins, they do things identically. That bothers me. For some reason, I find that the least believable part of the movie. Silly.
I think my favorite part of the movie, though, is the anytime Arnold Schwarzenegger starts talking about the like crisis, like the steps you take in a crisis. I don't know. Also, I really like the line, "The pavement was your enemy." Like that. I don't know. That kind of sold me on that one.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I don't know if it makes my, you know, top 50, but it's amusing. I don't regret having seen it. There's a lot of good dialogue in there, and I really, yeah, it does. They have good chemistry, honestly. Like they sell it in a way that I think otherwise it might be difficult to do so.
Now, are you familiar with the movie Suburban Commando?
I know the name, but I haven't seen it. It
stars Hulk Hogan and Christopher Lloyd. I've never seen it. But Schwarzenegger and DeVito were given the option of doing that movie or this one.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever one they didn't choose, Christopher Lloyd and Hulk Hogan were going to do the other one. So had they chosen otherwise, this would have been a movie with the Hulkster.
That would have been odd.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
And so, as you know, I think you and I have discussed in the past, there's long been talk of creating a sequel to Twins called Triplets.
See, I feel like they missed an opportunity to call it Thrins.
And you know who the third brother would be?
I believe I have heard this because I do read the movie sites. I believe it's Eddie Murphy.
That's right.
Who is, I guess, just really looking for a job these days.
Well, DeVito pitched the script, according to IMDb, and Schwarzenegger said, "I'll do it, but I'm just going to run for governor first." And DeVito was like, "Oh, okay, well, that's not going to take very long because there's no chance he'll ever be elected governor, so we'll be able to make this movie pretty soon." And it didn't work out.
Did not work out. That is a shame because I really, you know, there's a lot of, I don't know, there's always this talk. I feel like all the 80s movies we watched last year, there were always talk of like an inevitable sequel, right? Like, so this just kind of continues that. That trend.
I think the interesting thing to me rewatching the movie, I think this is probably the fourth time I've seen it, is that Danny DeVito's character, you know, he's not a great guy, but he's kind of irredeemably bad.
Yeah, see, I feel like they made him a little too bad. Like, yeah. I think, for example, if you cut that scene at the beginning where he's like sleeping with the other woman,
like, and who is cheating on somebody else,
right? I feel like at that point, if you got rid of that, he at least has a chance to like redeem himself. But like, yes. I kind of really don't want to like him after that. I'm predisposed not to like him for the rest of the movie. And yeah, we don't necessarily see him do anything like that again, but it kind of sours you on him right from the get-go.
Right. He does, you know, steal cars
for
his job.
A lot of that, I think, is kind of forgivable in the context of the movie character, right?
Okay.
Well, I mean,
because it's not that it's a victimless crime, but we're not seeing anybody get hurt.
Right. And, you know, you kind of get the person, he's like down on his luck. Right. So he's doing bad things to, you know, make up for the fact that he's owes all this money. Whereas that he was clearly doing just because he, you know, didn't care. Right. Like that shows there's no motivation behind it other than I'm just a bad person. Right. Whereas stealing cars, like you're still a bad person, but it's like, well, I needed to make, and like, I needed to pay off my debts, and I'm doing, you know, bad things to cover up more bad things. But I don't know. I feel like there's gradations, right? Like, it'd be like if you saw him murder somebody in the first scene, but like, you'd never come around on that.
A thing I noticed while we were watching that I just confirmed I'm not the only person to have noticed is that there's a scene early on where they put on their matching outfits and they're walking down the street. And it's like they didn't have extras. It was just real people on the street staring at the camera and staring at the actors while they walked out.
That's pretty funny.
This time around.
Yeah. It did look like a scene where they didn't. It did look very, very truthful. I'm trying to figure out who some more of these actors are because I don't really recognize any of them.
Yeah.
But yeah. No one went on to super great things, I guess. Well, Kelly Preston, I guess. We know what happened to her.
Travolta.
She got Travolta'd.
But I mean, I don't think, I mean, it's clearly not a, I'm trying to think of what the term, it's not a Farrelly Brothers comedy. It's not a Coen Brothers comedy. It's its
no,
own.
It's really very 80. It's the 80s comedy.
It's an 80s Reitman comedy, right?
Yeah, Reitman. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. I didn't know. I haven't seen it in years. I didn't know how well it would hold up. But I like you said, I think it holds up surprisingly well.
Surprisingly well. I mean,
as did Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's still doing good work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad to see. I'm looking up. Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa is the Oriental Man, or as they say, refer to him in Wikipedia, Asian Man. But he's been in a number of other things that I've seen slash heard of.
Was he the man who was training Schwarzenegger on the island?
He must have been. I don't remember
any other Asian people in the movie anywhere. Yeah.
I mean, he's not given a name either way.
I will say I think DeVito does a fine job in his performance. I would give the acting edge to his hair, which I think was very impressive.
Yes, that was quite a mane.
But during the movie, you said, "Aha, I know what movie we're watching next."
I did, and I was trying to confirm that you have not in fact seen it. It's not on your list, but I feel like we've discussed it and that you have not seen it.
There's a decent chance I haven't, whatever it is.
And I said so because there is an acting connection with this movie.
Okay.
And so I need to ask you if you have seen the 1991 much maligned but awesome action comedy movie Hudson Hawk.
I have not.
Okay, that is next week. I love this movie so much, and that is all I will say about it. I'm sure you know some things about it, and we'll discuss that next week.
I will tell you
everything you've heard is wrong.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know anything about this movie. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know who's in it.
Oh, that is great. Plot. Okay, please do not look up anything about this in the next week or come across anything about this, because it's going to be so much more fun if you come into this not knowing anything.
All right. I will do that.
All right. Excellent.
Now, one other thing you should know about Twins, not about the movie so much as the movie making process, and maybe you've seen this now in your post-watching research, but Schwarzenegger and DeVito, they couldn't pay them their usual rates, so they each agreed to take 20% of the film's box office, which means that this movie is the one that made each of them the most money of any film in their career.
Really?
Yeah.
Including up to current?
Yes.
I feel like, wow, that's pretty good. So if they like re-release it every once in a while, do they still get a cut?
I guess.
Wow, that's
it went on to gross $216 million worldwide. Wow, that's they each got 20%. That's $43 million per person.
How much did it cost to make? Couldn't have been that expensive.
That I do not have in front of me. I will say Rotten Tomatoes gives it only a 38%. So last week we watched L.A. Confidential, which is like a 99% fresh, and I didn't like it. And this week we watched Twins, which was like 38%.
I won't say this is a better movie than L.A. Confidential, because it's not, but it's a very different movie. It does not aspire to the same things that L.A. Confidential aspired to.
Now, I have seen the movie Junior, which also stars DeVito and Schwarzenegger, and I know that Schwarzenegger is pregnant in it, so kind of continuing a theme here.
Yeah.
But
I've not seen it either.
I definitely have seen it. I saw it once, but I don't remember. Okay. I only remember it as being not good.
Okay, fair enough. It's got so 4 stars on Amazon.
Oh, well, so then maybe it's great.
I've not seen a lot of Schwarzenegger movies. I see Kindergarten Cop here too, which I think is in some cases, I've heard people refer to it as one of his best, at least his best comedic role, I think.
Wow.
Four and a half stars on Amazon.
Well, Dan, I'm glad we got to watch that. I'm really looking forward to Hudson Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent.
And I assume it's about both the river and the bird, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Interesting choices. Yeah. All right. We'll think about it.
I don't have any idea what it's about.
I know. This is great. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Hulu Plus. Remember, it's huluplus.com/notplaying for your 2-week free trial. And most of all, thank you, Kelly Preston.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Well, at least they'll hear us.
I know. I couldn't think of anything else to say. the longest running joke of this show is going to be not knowing how to end it. I'm really interested in this ceiling.
I think I am dead. Does anybody have a black light?